Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Gotta do it.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Good morning. What? Who's this voice you hear this morning? Yes, it's me, the conductor of the train today. Your girl, Lady Quarterback, is in the house filling in for the wonderful Minister Kim E. Underwood while she's out doing what she's doing. It's been a long time, family. Hey, family. I miss y'all so much, but my schedule is freeing up. So you're going to be able to hear a lot more of my pleasant tones more often here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Y'all doing all right this morning? Hey, it's springtime. I'm ready because I got so tired of the cold weather. I don't know about y'all, but I was not feeling it at all. My mental state, emotional state, and my age, wasn't dealing with all that coldness, but I am so glad that the sun is shining more often. The weather is warming up. People are smiling in spite of all of the travesties and everything that's happening through the land. There are still some happy people and pleasant people, and I thank God for that I'm able to come across them even in the midst of all of this. Y'all doing all right this morning? Well, we're on this train this morning, and I don't know where this train is going. I think it's coming to Baltimore. I need to make a pit stop at home, so we're going to head towards Baltimore, and we have a guest on our train today, and that's Angie B. West. She's going to come today. We're going to talk about an interesting topic that I'm excited to talk about because I need to learn a lot more about it, and we're just going to find out about our guest. You know, Kim be having the bomb guest. Her guests give us information. They keep it real. They're very vulnerable to us and very transparent, and I thank God for that because that alone is a ministry in itself. You know, get on the line and just share their lives because a lot of times we think that we're the only ones. We think we're the only ones that's going through. You ain't the only one that's having kid problems. You're not the only one that's having marital problems. You're not the only one that's having health or finance problems. And I thank God for the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope because what it does, it gives us a gleam of hope. Every week, 3-4 times a week if you follow our schedule. And it really helps to relieve a lot of the tension and the stress that we go through. So if you're a faithful listener and follower, I thank you for listening and following, and I pray that it is giving you something to help you in your journey. And if it is, you know, join us on Facebook and let us know. You know, let the team know. Let Minister Kim know how much this show has been a blessing to you or how informational it is to you. And also let us know what you like to hear, some of the topics you like to hear, some of the things that you'd like to have us bring on and, you know, give you some insight on. You know, we're a family here. You know how Minister Kim keep it, you know, we're all a family. There's something for moms and dads and the youth. She wants to make sure that this community is together in a whole. So we provide and bring things to kind of, you know, make you feel included and belong, because that's what we all want. That's what humankind wants. We want to be included. We want to feel involved. And that's what we do here on the Morning Glory IVH International Voices of Hope here with Minister Kim Underwood and family. But today, is your conductor, Tanya, quarterback, Rush.
What's this feeling? I'm supposed to be stronger than this. I need your help.
Looking at the walls, feeling like they closing in on me. Scared I might fall, crazy like tripping over my own feet. What would I do if the law took his arms from around me? I'd succumb to the grips of the unknown. But I know I'm not the fool to feel this way. I know that I'm supposed to trust you every day. But I get so hard to keep it all moving. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing.
I love the damn thing. I don't know, this is something about them runs. They get to me. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, people. If you're just joining us, it's me, your host today, the conductor of the train, LaTanya Lady Quarterback Rush, here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, filling in for Minister Kim E. Underwood, who's out doing what she does best, and that's going to get information, knowledge, spreading love and the goodness and all the stuff that she does. We love you, Minister Kim. Now, you know, I was listening to the song when the song was playing, and I think I said, Angie B, because, you know, I got rapping on my mind. I was like, Angie B is a rapper. That is not who is on the line, even though she's probably just as good as Angie B. Nikki, we're going to have to get you. You're going to have to do a bar or two. We're going to get you to do a rap because I done screwed your name completely up. We have Nikki B. West, but she has a cool name like Angie B. I was like, did I say Angie B? Did I say Angie B, Miss Nikki? And you laughing, girl. I done said Angie B. It is Nikki B. West. Nikki B, as in the better West.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm so apologize for that, girl. I just feel real good today, so I don't know what's going to happen on the show. And if anybody else has heard me before, they know I don't have any sense. So I'm going to introduce you to my nonsenseness, that we just have a lot of fun. We just keep it real, very transparent, and we just enjoy ourselves for the time that we're here. So, Miss Nikki B. West.
Yes. Live and in the flesh.
Live and in the flesh. It's such a pleasure having you with us this morning, here to share with us some good information, and we're just going to see how, you know, the show goes and it flows. Is that all right?
That sounds good to me.
That sounds good. Well, tell everybody about you. Who is Nikki B. West?
Well, hello, everyone, and I'm so honored to be here with you all this morning. I'm so excited. I've known Kim, the wonderful Kim Sutter, for quite some time, and so when she extended this invitation to me, I was thrilled for a few reasons. So I am the founder of the Duck Group, and the Duck Group is an organization focused on creating events through media, whether it's workshops and so forth, things that enlighten and empower people on a global scale. And under the Duck Group, we have a few organizations that are mostly focused on the community. Women empowerment and family empowerment is our main focus, and just helping families to succeed in any way that they can, whether it's through education, whether it's through getting funding for education, housing, just understanding what's out there, what's possible, and helping to just make life better. And as you said, you know, enjoying yourself. And a lot of people, they're living life, but they're not enjoying life. They're just surviving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've worked on a few different projects with Kim, and so, you know, we've met through that. But in 2014, I was hit over the head with finding out that I had lupus. I was diagnosed with lupus. And so that's what, you know, brings us to the call today. And I just wanted to be able to share some of my journey and, you know, some of what I've gained to just help others who may be dealing with it, who may have family members that are dealing with it, or who may not even know that they have it. And, you know, that was where I stood. Kim, you know, cracks jokes about me that I was always running, doing this, doing that, wearing 14 hats. And, you know, when that happened, it really just kind of knocked me off my feet. So I'm just here today to just lend some information and be a blessing and to anyone who's listening.
Wow. And, you know, certain, to me, there are certain challenges, health challenges that people have that I don't think we fully understand unless we're in it or we've experienced it, as you said, either personally or interpersonally with a family member or a close member or whatever. And then if we're not there, we just really don't give it the attention or the concern that I think, especially now, that we should give. You know, there are still diseases and challenges, health challenges that people have that are just as detrimental to people's lives other than AIDS, HIV, and different forms of cancer. And I personally, I had an aunt who had lupus, and we didn't understand it because we weren't educated on it. We didn't know, you know, all that it entailed or all that she had to deal with and go through. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And then I also want you to start thinking about, as you are giving, that you're giving us the information, those of us that, how can we support you? You know, I think that's just as important, that we make sure that we do everything that we can to support individuals with lupus that we come across in our lives. So with that being said, I don't know if Radio Angel wanted to do another song, or should we just keep talking before we go in? Because you know we're going to go in. Radio Angel, I know you're listening. I'm waiting on you. There it is. We'll be right back.
Nominate a team for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy. For most of us, our parents, especially our moms, are the ones who lift us up and give us opportunities. Now you can do the same.
We always look for opportunities that we think are going to change our lives, our kids' lives, and I think that this Coca-Cola experience was one of those opportunities.
The Academy program is 3 days of mentoring, leadership training, and networking.
So it just goes to show you that whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances, whatever you come from, your family background, you can do whatever you want to do.
I challenge each of you to be the change agent for the change that you want to see in the world.
Moms matter too, and the Academy provides practical tips and skills to better support your teen on their journey.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that you were constantly interacting with the guest speakers.
Oh, it was super easy to nominate him. I would say apply. Do it today.
To nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Pay It Forward Academy, simply go to coke.com/payitforward.
And we're back. We're back. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. It is me, your conductor of the train today, headed towards Baltimore. It is I, LaTanya, Lady Quarterback Rush, filling in for the wonderful minister, Kim E. Underwood, on today. And we have Nikki B. West with us this morning. And this morning we're going to try to, we're going to talk a little bit about lupus. And before the commercial break, Ms. Nikki B. West was sharing a little bit of her story with us, but she was giving us the introduction on how she found out that she herself had lupus. So before we get into all of that, Ms. Nikki B., can you tell us exactly what lupus is?
Absolutely. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease. And what it basically does is it causes inflammation in your body that impacts your organs. So what happens is that your cells cannot recognize anymore the good from the bad. And so the good cells fight the good cells, which in turn causes havoc in your body, and it can impact your heart, your organs, your kidneys, your skin. It can impact any part of your body. And so that is the most frustrating thing about lupus. It's that everyone is impacted differently. Everyone has different symptoms. Everyone shows different signs. That's why it's so difficult to detect in the beginning, because it can look like something else. So for quite some time, to use myself for an example, for quite some time I had been suffering with high blood pressure, just high cholesterol, different joint pains and headaches, really bad headaches, headaches that will leave me debilitated after doing an event. As I said, the Duck Group, we do different types of workshops and conventions and different types of events. So we do an event, and for 4 to 5 days, I would be bedridden. And I can understand, I was going over and over to the doctor, and they were sending me to the hospital for CAT scans and all different types of, I mean, every test that could be done, they were doing it. And finally, the doctor said to me, you know, she just wrote down that she wanted me to take a specific test. She didn't tell me what it was. And I did the test, and then she said she wanted me to see a rheumatologist because I tested positive for a certain ANA strand. And I was like, no, not doing that. I completely just was like not paying attention to what she was saying. Regardless of everything that I was going through, I just felt like I needed to get more rest. Maybe I had too much on my plate. One of the other things, there's a few symptoms that I definitely want to go through so that people can know if maybe they are exhibiting any of those signs or they know someone who is. But the funny part of it is that my legs, they started to swell. Swell to the point where I couldn't wear any of my shoes, not even the Chinese flip-flops that you get when you go for a pedicure. Couldn't fit. My feet were huge. It was edema. I had chronic edema. And so then my hair started falling out. Now, you know, that was like cold blue. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on right now? And so I went to the doctor, and by the time I got to the doctor that day, when she saw me, she sent me straight to the emergency room. It was like no turning back, and I was in there for almost 2 weeks. They were trying to figure out what exactly was going on with me. In my 30s, like, they're just like, these symptoms, what is happening? And it just goes to show that, you know, I laugh at myself in retrospect, because I said, you know, when I was having those chronic headaches, when I was waking up in the middle of the night screaming with joint pains, when all these chest pains, all these things were happening, I was just kind of like, oh, I'm going to take an Advil. But when my hair started falling out and I couldn't wear my sexy shoes anymore, I was like, oh, no, what is going on here, you know? And that was, you know, how it was discovered. And by that point, it had already started to impact my kidneys. So that's why I had to stay in the hospital for such a long time, for them to, you know, really do testing and figure out exactly what was going on with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I can understand. I know, right? I can understand that, though, because it's just something, you know, certain things. You'd be like, but then when they hear something, you'd be like, wait, something right.
I'm telling you, I laugh at that all the time.
I was fine with the headaches, and I got rest for everything else. But when I started touching this hair and them now wet shoes, it was a problem.
Man, I'm telling you, man, my hands were swollen. I couldn't fit my bracelets. I couldn't fit my hand into my bracelet. I said, what is going on? And I had been dieting and working out, and I just wasn't losing weight. I just kept gaining and gaining, and I was like, what is going on? And when I would work out, they wouldn't be good workouts because I would have so much fatigue. I would work out, and then like for 2 days after my workout, I'd feel really, really bad. I remember doing a Zumba class one day. I tell you, the same night of the Zumba class, I had to go to the emergency room because of the fatigue from doing the Zumba.
Wow.
There was so much inflammation happening within my body. Everything was just all over the place. It was just the craziest setting that you could just imagine is what was going on in my body. Just no peace, just craziness, everything disoriented. Yes.
Wow. So if you are listening, please pay attention to those signs. It's not just, you know, like she said, it's disguised in a lot of different ways, and you just have to know. Just have to know. My thing is, especially with our culture, if anything is wrong with you, you need to go to the doctor, period, to see what's wrong. And I know a lot of us don't like to go. I'm guilty. But especially if you're older, things are happening more frequently. They're happening more often. Well, that's my cue. I got a question to ask. So let's think about how, you know, living with this disease, once you found out, what kind of adjustments you had to make. We'll answer that question as soon as we come back, right after this.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Getting Started in Real Estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
And we're back. I love that commercial. Get started. We got some good commercials on this show. I love it. Miss Nikki B, let's talk to us a little bit about, you know, once you got to that point and you kind of embraced that this is what was going on with you, and you had several things going on. You were wearing several hats with your businesses and organizations and clients and things. The adjustment. Talk a little bit about the adjustment, because, you know, everybody don't adjust well. I know I don't. I just completely flop out when I got to adjust to something and then have to regroup. But let's talk a little bit about the adjustment, that knowing that this, you know, you had this challenge going on, how it impacted you.
Absolutely. Well, first, I just want to say, you know, in regards to the symptoms, I just wanted to give a few more of the symptoms. And, you know, you can test yourself, and you can also look and see if people you know are exhibiting any of these things. And one of them is having achy, painful, or swollen joints for more than 2 to 3 months. If you're, you know, a young person and you are not doing very strenuous activities, or even if you are and you're having these major joint pains, also if you're always being told that you have anemia, low blood count, if you are having any chest pains while taking deep breaths, you know, just walking down the street or going up the stairs and then you get a severe chest pain just out of the blue and then it fades, extreme fatigue, and you know, you sleep for hours and you're still tired. And you're just like, why am I so tired? And you think it's because, oh, I have low blood. They said I have low blood, or it's because I'm not eating right, or whatever. It could be those things, but it could be, you know, something else. Or, like I said, having the hair loss or the swelling in your body. You know, at the time when I was diagnosed, we were going through a major launch of a program that we call Pop to Pro, and it is for student athletes who are serious about exceeding on and off the field. And it was a huge launch for us to push this program, and the feedback and the support and the sponsorship and everything was just so amazing. And we had been gearing up for the next two Pop to Pros and taking it on the road. And the week after the Pop to Pro conference, for that whole week, I was just so sick. I just didn't know what was going on. And in and out of the doctor and, you know, finally, once being diagnosed, there's something also that's called lupus fog. So it's where you have these states of fatigue or these states of just, like, not really being aware of everything that's going on. It's like you're just out of it. You feel like you're so out of it, you know. And once I was diagnosed, there was a relief, like something was lifted off my shoulder, because I felt so, I hate to use the word failure, but I just felt like I had failed in so many different things, because things that I was working on, I couldn't accomplish because I was just so tired. I was in so much pain. I kept saying, oh, talking to myself, Nikki, stop being so lazy. Nikki, get up, get off your butt, do this, do that. But to do one action would put me in bed for like a whole day. Just things that I would do 10 in one day, I could only do barely one in a day. And so at first it was like that relief was lifted, like, okay, there's actually something physically wrong with me. There's an ailment. So I was able to have that compassion for myself. But then at the same time, it was like an automatic fear of like, oh, my God, what is happening? You know, when you're in the hospital and all these doctors are coming in, they don't know what's going on, and they're just taking tests. And I remember at one point the doctor saying to me, I know you think you're okay, but you're not okay, and we need to keep you here to figure out what is going on. And that was just so scary. And then there was a period of just being embarrassed, just being overwhelmed, like, what is happening to me? What, you know, what is going on? And through that, I joined a support group, a lupus support group, and it's led by Farah Polakar. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with her. She's so amazing, and she's a wellness coach. She's just so awesome. And I joined that, and that was where things started to kind of take a turn, and where I started to like, just kind of say, okay, it's not just me. There were so many women from all walks of life. And, you know, just to give a statistic, there are 1.5 million women, 1.5 million people living with lupus in the United States, and 90% of them are women. So 1.3 out of that are women. But 1 in 3 of that are African-American women. So 900,000 of that 1.3 are African-American women. It is running through us. And the sad part about it is the 1.5 is only people who know that they have it.
Who know that they have it. Exactly.
Because I can think back to years of exhibiting symptoms, but I didn't know that's what it was, you know?
And it's so interesting because you said a couple of key things. One of the things I want to talk about is how the expectation, especially those of us that are business owners and entrepreneurs and visionaries, we're so focused on getting the vision and making sure all of those things are that we succeed at it, that when things come and when signals come, we do justify those things. Like, you're like, stop being so lazy. You know, we do that to ourselves, you know. Oh, just, you know, just push a little harder. You know, maybe you didn't eat today. You know, you got to get this stuff out. So we justify these kind of signs that happen to us. because we're so focused on everything else. And I love the fact that you said when you found out what it was a relief. And what I got from that is because now you know that something is really wrong, and it's not the fact that you weren't lazy. It's not the fact that you were not applying yourself and doing all these other things. There was something really wrong with you, you know, and now you have an identity to that problem. So those are a couple of things I just wanted to kind of say that, you know, with anything, don't push yourself or don't expect so much of yourself that you discount your health and how you feel, because it could be something detrimental. It could be something serious. It's not that you're not, that you didn't apply yourself enough, or you didn't do enough research, or you didn't go to that networking event, or you didn't write, or you didn't do any of those things. You're tired because you're tired, period. You
yes.
know, you feel
well
this
said.
Way, and you're achy because you're achy. You know, you're hurting because you hurt. It's
mm-hmm.
not justifiable, and it doesn't mean that, like you said, you're a failure. You're not a failure. There could possibly be something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I used to suffer from anxiety, and I would get to a point where I would be so stressed that I would just be, you know, just like haywire, you know, and I had to realize what triggered what. You know what I mean? So it wasn't the fact that, you know, I'm feeling this way because, you know, I skipped breakfast. No, I'm feeling this way because something is really wrong. And I need to take a moment to stop, because whatever I'm doing is not worth me either being in the hospital or being immobile where I can't do anything, or, you know, something seriously bedridden and all of those things is really not worth my life. At all, because if I'm destined to do what I'm destined to do, it's going to get done, period. Especially now, it's 2016, those numbers you gave, and you're absolutely correct, those are the ones that's tested. What about those of us that are justifying our tiredness, our achiness? Oh, well, you know, I'm anemic. You know, that's the thing. I think every African-American is anemic except me, because that's what they say. You know, they say I'm anemic, or I got low iron. I got low iron, I'm anemic. No, something else could really be wrong with you. Not saying that you're not anemic, but something else could really be wrong, you know. And we need to stop, and we need to take care of those things. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that, you know, your life has ended, and the fact that you said that you found a support group. So let's talk a little bit about support. Take a few minutes to talk about support and how important that is when you find out that, okay, indeed there is something wrong.
Well, first off, when I found out that when I first was diagnosed, I was in and out of the hospital a few more times after that. And just to talk about support, I didn't tell anyone. The only person that knew about it was my boyfriend. He was the only person that, so my friends, everyone, because I still didn't really know what was going on. I had friends in the past who had lupus, so people that I associated with, but I didn't even really understand what lupus was. So I didn't tell anyone. I just wanted to kind of figure out what was happening to me. And all these pills, I was at one point up to like 26 pills a day, because different people exhibit different, you know, symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really have a recipe for you. They just try out all these things. Here, take this, take that, try that. And some of the drugs were making me worse. It was just so to the point I gained almost 100 pounds just from the swelling, because my kidney wasn't functioning properly, so my body was retaining water. So between that and the steroids and just everything else, I basically went into hiding. And I was just embarrassed and just unclear and just scared. And so through this whole process, I formed what is now called Beyond Invisible, which is just an organization that supports women with invisible diseases who are in hiding. I met so many women, young and old, who their families still don't know what
lupuses or that they even have lupus. They're dealing with this every day on their own. And what I realize is that does not work. You have to get support. You have to let people know what's going on. I come from a Caribbean family, and what was happening was when we would go to family events, everyone would, like, ridicule me. They'd be like, oh, how you get so big, sir? How the, you know, like, they would, and they knew that they didn't, they knew I was sick, but they just said, oh, that pressure, you have to eat more fish, you have to do this. They were ridiculing me, and they didn't understand what this disease is. And I didn't have the strength, the fortitude to even explain it to them because I was still trying to figure it out myself. So it was so hard. But the support group is so key. Getting around like-minded people who understand your symptoms, that is number one. You know, I promote that. And just understanding that you are not invisible. You know, it's an invisible disease, but you have a voice, and you have to speak to your doctor, speak to your friends, have a good support team. If you have a doctor who is not listening, if you have a doctor who's saying, oh, just take this and come back next month, which is the kind of doctors that I had in the beginning, I had to fight to have the doctors that I have now. I have a team of three doctors who communicate with each other. They know what's going on with me. They call me. When I call them, they respond right back to me. They're always in the loop about my progress. They celebrate my progress. I recently lost 35 pounds, and they all text me to say congratulations. So that, you know, when I say support, that's what you need in terms of support, people who understand and people who can celebrate your success.
Nice. Well, Miss, that's wonderful. Awesome, awesome. We have a few more minutes. I want you to tell everyone how they can contact you. Where can they find you if they have more questions? And you have an event coming up. So if you can take a couple of minutes to tell us a little bit about, you know, first how people can contact you. And we'll also put this information on our Facebook page, everybody. But I want her to give us all that opportunity. And then speak, just mention your event that's, that you have.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lady Quarterback. I'm so excited about the events that are coming up. So you can reach me, first of all, you can reach me at Miss Nikki B. West at gmail.com or on Facebook, Nikki B. West, or on Instagram, Miss Nikki B. West. Very easy. Or if you are suffering from lupus or you're a survivor or you think you know someone, you can post anything to Facebook or Instagram. Just hashtag Beyond Invisible, and I'll be able to see your post, and I'll be able to communicate with you. And on Thursday, May the 5th, we are hosting, the Beyond Invisible team is hosting its first official fundraiser, and that's going to be in Brooklyn, New York, in the Coney Island area at the Mermaid Surf 12 Lounge. It's a free event. It's after work from 5 to 10. So, again, that's the Surf 12 Lounge in Brooklyn, New York, 1201 Surf Avenue in the Coney Island area. And it's right after work from 5 to 10. The cost is free. Just come out, have a good time. It is mostly just about awareness, having people understand, you know, what lupus is, and just having a good time. We're going to have music and just, you know, celebrate life. We're creating a world with more birthdays. So that's on May the 5th. On May the 7th, we're having something in Staten Island at the Shaolin Riders Motor Club, and that is on Richmond Terrace Avenue. And that is going to just be like a fun, just food, you know, event. Just come out and have a plate and just have a good time. Just everything really having a great time. But on Saturday, May 14th, the big event is the New York City Walk to End Lupus. And that is just an amazing opportunity. Anyone who is suffering from lupus or knows someone who has or any of those things, you can come out, you can walk with us. If you go to the Lupus Foundation of America, you can just look up Beyond Invisible, and you'll see information about our team. You'll see information about how you can walk with us. There's no cost to walk, and you can just come out. The walk starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're over by noon. So it's not an all-day thing, and it's just a fun day to learn more and create a world with more birthdays. So if you want to reach me, like I said, hashtag Beyond Invisible or email me, MissNikkiBWest@gmail.com.
I love it. A world with more birthdays. How awesome is that? Ms. Nikki B., it has been a speaking with you. I know there was a lot more information that you had to share and we could have gotten, so we're going to have you back on the show so that you can talk more about it from a lot of different perspectives. I could have went a lot of different ways, but I wanted to make sure that I gave our family enough meat today in order for them to get to thinking about their health and get to thinking about, you know, signs and the support, and also, you know, get to thinking about having more birthdays. I love that life with more birthdays. I love that. And just get to thinking about it because, you know, the world is just, I don't know where it's going, but I am really focused more about living and not existing these days and being fulfilled because I can have everything else. I've had everything else, but it's not worth my life.
Mm.
It's not worth it. Life to me has been even more precious these last days than it has ever been. And my focus is just totally different. So you have truly been a blessing to me this morning,
sharing
your story and just encouraging. And, you know, I recently went to the doctor about certain things and also to get me to thinking about asking those other questions, you know, and not being afraid to say that I was fatigued or I was tired or there's some unusual swelling or, you know, my hair is coming out. You know, we cough that up to menopause and all those other different things that could not be accurate. So I just want to encourage everyone to make sure you ask those health questions because your life is truly worth living. With that, Ms. Nikki B., it has been a pleasure again. Hey, everybody, we're going to post that information for you to contact her. Think about it and then reach out to her, support her, you know, go out to the events and support and, you know, be a part of that support system so that, you know, we can support people that need our support.
Yes. And Lady Quarterback, if I can just add one more thing, I just want to say that we are doing a health challenge, Connection Equals Detection, and it's just focused on, you know, you see all these health challenges of people saying post this, and post that, if you're that.
Mm-hmm.
The health challenge is about making that doctor's appointment that you've been putting off. It's whether it's for a mammogram, colonoscopy, whatever it is, just going to your regular yearly visit, going to the dentist, just schedule that appointment. And once you've scheduled it, post on your social media, listen, I've done this and I'm challenging X, Y, and Z to do the same. Because just something so simple as just going to that visit can help to detect something else. So connection equals detection, and connection meaning, you know, be accountable for your friend, your family member. Challenge them to get out and get those visits in so that you can save a life.
Wonderful. I love it, and I'm sure Minister Kim would love that as well. We'll make sure that we pass that on and that we, you know, support all of that. It's time, y'all. It's time. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Miss Nikki B., we appreciate you stopping
by. Thank you so much.
I think this is your stop. We're pulling up to your station, or you can get off the train and go ahead and continue with your day. We will keep in touch and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your life.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, everyone.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
seats. Zero didn't satisfy me. A million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perception. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car. It's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that.
Of Brazil, I met a young brother that made me feel that
yes.
I can accomplish anything. You see, just like me,
I'm ready to sing. Why are we just humming different parts of the song?
I know, right? I know. It's just like.
We're just like all in our own little world. Like, we're not on air. Like, we just sitting.
Right.
Ow!
Right.
Radio right. Angel! Radio Angel!
OMG, this was a really good impact show.
It was.
OMG.
It was.
And you know what? For me, you know, it's interesting because she talked about how she swell up. And as
mm-hmm.
women, we swell up. And we
mm-hmm.
think nothing of it. We keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And because
mm-hmm.
I have known that my feet have swollen up so much before, and I didn't really pay it no mind. I just, you know,
mm-hmm.
put
my
on,
feet swole.
I took my socks out of my shoes. You know what I mean? And I just wore my shoes. And you know I'm good for that because you have seen me several times with just me having on my shoes with no socks or anything on my sneakers with no socks or anything. So I think I'm going to really pay attention. And I'm so glad that D.B. West came on and gave us that information because that's real.
That's real.
That's real. That's real.
Yes.
That's real. But I think the most important thing she said was don't go through it by yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
find your support group. Tell your family. Let people know. You know, that was like, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I, as she said, she and I have worked on several different projects together, and I've known them for quite a little while, and I didn't know. So
right.
I feel really bad about that I didn't know. You know what
right,
I mean?
I didn't
so,
know. Mm-hmm. And I had
right,
an aunt who had, and we never really heard anything about what she was going through. You know, I think that, you know, I remember them saying that she had lupus, but it was just like, oh, she has lupus, like she has a cold or something. It wasn't really talked about. I didn't hear the conversation about how serious it was until she was no longer here. You know, so it's just like, you know, because it was just like, oh, she has lupus, like she has a cold. Oh, she got lupus. Oh, you know, your aunt's sick, she got lupus. Oh, okay, and then it was like, oh, you know, planning for her funeral. Like, what? Wait, you just said she had lupus. You know what I mean? So it's just like
right.
the lack of the education and the seriousness of, you know, not just that disease, but like she said, the invisible diseases. Like, it's just
yes.
like we don't take stuff, we don't, diabetes, we don't take that kind of stuff serious until it's too late because it's so common. It's so common.
That was a good one. It's so common.
You know, it's just common.
Right.
Oh, I got high blood pressure. Oh, you know, I'm anemic. You know, this is what, I mean, but that is not common. It's serious, and it's not just serious to those of us that hear it. It's serious to the person that's carrying it. Because
right.
we don't know what they go through at night when they're by themselves, if we're not there.
Right.
Or if they don't call like you call me.
Right. It's true.
You know.
Why are you laughing? Because I be calling you all the time?
Because okay. you call me, you be like, you know what, this stuff is out of whack. It's out of whack today. And I be like, what'd you do? Well, okay. You know, but I know we're joking about it, but it's serious. It's really
it
serious.
Is serious. It is
and
serious.
And people are dying daily. Like, it's just so unreal. Like, I'm really, really starting to shift my focus more on my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's becoming more important to me in my life.
I like what you said. I'm tired of existing. I'm not going to exist anymore. I'm going
mm-hmm.
to live. And I think that's a challenge that we should challenge our listeners to live their lives instead of existing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Because it's easy to exist.
Literally. Right, mm-hmm. right. Hello. We've been existing for how long?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for us to live.
Live. And what does live mean? Let's talk about living. You know, what does that mean to me? I mean, because it's going to be different for everybody. But to me, living is experiencing the things you've always wanted to experience. Doesn't mean that I have to be successful or it has to be completed, but at least I've had the experience of it.
Right.
And, you know, and doing things that I've always wanted to do. Doesn't mean that it was easy or pleasurable, but at least I can say that I did it. Being fulfilled and rewarded inwardly, materialistic, not having a house and, you know, things that can be burned away or taken away, because if I don't have a job, then I'm going to lose my house. You know, if I don't have money coming in, then I'm going to lose this car. But those things that I can obtain that cannot be taken away unless I give away. Like my joy
mm-hmm.
and my peace, happiness, my contentment, you know, trying to be as stress-free as possible. I have concerns. I try not to worry, but I do concern because I am human. But to me, when you worry, it takes over so much of you. When you're concerned,
oh, yes.
you're just concerned about it. You know,
oh,
so
yes.
living... Those are some of the things that I can think right off the top of my head that living means for me. So what does living mean for you, Radio Angel? When you hear, when I say, you know what, I want you to live, what are some of the things that you can think of right off the top of your head?
Well, you know my favorite. That's called travel.
Yes.
To me is traveling. To
mm-hmm.
me, it's, you know, living is about seeing how other people live, which will help you to appreciate where you're at and what you're doing. Because I know for me, I've traveled a lot of different places. And one of the places I traveled, one of the main transportation was boats. So, you know, I got back to New York and I was kissing all the MTA workers, right? And I don't mean, oh, this is a nice cruise boat. I mean, like, okay, you're paddling, I'm paddling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I think about living, I think about doing a lot of things that are very simple that we take for granted. Example,
yes.
flying a kite. Flying a kite, just chatting on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having time to be able to be with my friends and family. It's like, because my aunt has dialysis, because her life is different, it has helped me to look at life in a different manner. Like, I don't take for granted anything. So now I love on her. I kiss her more. I tell her how
mm-hmm.
much I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I hug her. You know, even though she's so stinky sometimes, she don't want to hug. She be giving you those
she
little...
She don't want to hug. Little,
she would give you... Yeah, she be giving you those little pats and stuff. You know, but hey, but it has taught me to live, you know, because of her disease and stuff, has helped me to look at life differently, to love on her more and be more loving and love on me some more, you
mm-hmm.
know? That's really what it is, you know? Loving
mm-hmm.
you means getting sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Loving you
mm-hmm.
means making yourself feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Loving you means loving Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you love Christ, Christ is going to love you back, and whatever
mm-hmm.
you thought you could do in your person, in your will, in your might, he will do it better in his.
Mm.
So, and living is also letting go.
Letting go. So key.
Letting go. Letting go of the things that you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Letting go of, see, the key word I love that what you said was I am not worried. I have some mm-hmm. concerns, mm-hmm. but I'm not worried mm-hmm. because worry will eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like the dog next door will eat you alive. You know, like, you know how the dogs throw hot sauce on you. They'll be like, run.
It will.
And
it will.
It does that. It does that. It will do that. You know, letting go of your past. Easier said than done. But if that means mm-hmm. that you have to sit in therapy because you need to get yourself mentally right, let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Because it's all
That's
about
good.
Getting yourself. Once you get yourself mentally right, then everything else will fall into place.
Yes.
You know, and it's
yes.
okay. Listen, everybody, you know, we have all types of listeners who listen. But in the Christian family, you know, you think that therapy is taboo. Let me tell
mm-hmm.
you something. I'll be the first one to stand up and say, I've been in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be the first one to say, man, if I could find me a nice therapist, now I'd be in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you need a safe space to dump
mm-hmm.
your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You need a safe space to dump it. And when you dump it, you can live.
Mm-hmm.
You can live. You can live.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you need the therapy, get the therapy. How long?
Right. It's okay. It's okay.
Don't get me started. Because I just, you know, mental health, I'm sorry, you know, I'm about to go to a whole other topic because mental
I know,
health
really?
Is a big thing.
Because
in my head
thing.
I'm saying, hello, wasn't we just talking about lupus? But lupus and
right.
mental health one neck and neck. Because if
yes.
your mental state is not right, that's a wrap. That lupus
yes.
could probably take you out quicker with you having a dysfunctional mindset
yes,
than if you had
yes.
healthy mental You know, you're healthily,
yes.
you know. So don't get me started because then I'll be talking about the 80s and be talking about the 10s
I know,
and
don't,
be talking
yeah,
about that.
Don't get started, Jesus.
So on that note,
no.
I'm just going to, I just answered, did I answer the question? I think I answered.
Yes, ma'am.
You know,
yes, ma'am, you did. Right. So your challenge for today, family, friends, listeners, supporters, haters, is to think about what living means to you. What does it mean to live, for you to live? That's a good reflection. I think that's a good reflection, especially now.
Amen.
Nowadays.
Because
now that Prince is gone. Jesus is a good reflection, girl. Prince is gone, girl. He gone, girl. He gone. I was having.
Yeah, you were definitely having a moment. You was having a moment. So I guess maybe we should give Prince a 3 second quietness. Okay.
You go, girl. You go. You
we
go.
Were supposed to be quiet for 3 seconds. You still
oh,
talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. Girl. And
okay,
really
now you're
gonna be quiet
out.
For three. I was gonna say, and we really gonna be quiet for 3 seconds. You know, y'all know, I don't know how to act when I get on this train. I don't. I just feel at home, and I'm just free. So I don't know how to act. But that being said, what's going on, Radio Angel?
Uh oh. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Birthday time. Don't. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Ow. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Ow. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Now, this is Minister Kim's favorite part of the show. And
she
she be over here singing and, you know, acting out. Happy birthday to you. Well, anyway, we do have some birthday shout-outs. Yeah. So, we want to celebrate Barbara Watson, who is a personal friend of Kim. She's a strategic partner, and we want to celebrate her because her birthday was yesterday. Ow! Happy birthday! So, we also want to acknowledge Ms. Ladell Griffin, whose birthday is today. We also want to acknowledge Alice, and I don't know what her last name is. I'm looking at it, but unfortunately, I don't know how to say it because this is reality radio. And she's from Prayer Temple right here in the Bronx. And we also want to make sure that we acknowledge Tuesday Tuesday Riley, who's from Kingdom Life Temple right here in the Bronx. You know that's the church that Minister Kim and I go to. Yay, yay. Shout out. And Liz Black's birthday from WBLS is on the 27th. But guess whose birthday is on Monday? Take a guess. That's right. Minister Kim's mom. Yay! I call her Miracle because you've got to hear her story. When she told me the story, I just said, this is a miracle. And so from that point on, I call her Miracle, and it has so catched on that everybody else calls her Miracle too. She's going to be turning 71 this year. OMG. She is like the sweetest of all sweetest. So if you had a birthday this month and we didn't acknowledge it, you didn't have a birthday this month and we didn't acknowledge it, make sure, sorry. Just so you know, Lady Quarterback, we acknowledge your birthday when your birthday was. But for everybody, I want to say, what up? Happy birthday to my partner, Lady Quarterback. Happy birthday. No wonder Minister Kim loves this section. You can just act so silly in it. You know, I'm usually in the background trying to do some stuff, so I don't really do birthday shout-outs. And when she's not here, I normally say, okay, everybody who had a birthday, guess what? You're going to get your shout-out next week when Minister Kemp's here. So now I understand why she has fun in this section. Yeah, I'm real bad. You already know you there. So we want to acknowledge you, Lady Quarterback. Your birthday was on April 13th. We had Auntie Brenda on the 2nd. We had Dee Dee on the 3rd. We had First Lady on the 1st. And we had a couple of other people's birthdays, Sharon Johnson. We had a lot of birthdays in this month. We had Bugs, his birthday, Yolanda Thompson, her birthday. So we had a lot of birthdays. So we wish you a happy and prosperous and healthy birthday. About in the hood, all about in the hood. Listen, we want to thank each and every one of you who show up here every single Saturday, allowing us to come into your house and through your telephone or internet or however you take us. We want to thank you so much. We want to be able to support you as well. So if you have an event that's going on in your community, doesn't matter whether your community is in California, all the way on the West Coast, 3 hours behind us, or in Nigeria, or even in Japan, we don't care. Send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org, hope@themorningglory.org, so that we can support you like you supported us. Send us an email. Let us talk about your event on air. Let us be able to post it on our Facebook page. So when you send us an email, please try to send us a flyer. That way we're able to post it on our Facebook page and on our website, which is themorningglory.org. Hey, everybody. So let's talk about what's going on in the hood. So as you all know, that this is the month that we kind of catch up with our friends and stuff. So I want to actually point out that one of our past guests, Vanessa Cunningham, has a new book out called Simply Clean Eating Recipes. Woohoo! You'll find that information on our Facebook page as well. and Nicole Taylor, who has definitely visited our space. She and her organization is having something called the Silver Tea, June 12, 2016. It's going to be right there at the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Educational Center, right there in Washington Heights. And it's from 2 to 6. Donations is $60 per ticket. Again, it's on our website. I mean, on our Facebook page. And, you know, Nikki B. West, who was just on, you know, she's doing her walk. So I want you guys to make sure that y'all are out there supporting her as well. She has two events coming up, one in Brooklyn on the 5th of May. The other one, I totally forgot when it was coming. But all information is on our Facebook page. Also, we have 2016 Uplift Women's Conference. Uplift Women's Conference. One of our friends of the show, Michelle Gill Newton, she is definitely going to be hosting this event. And this event takes place on June 4th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And for more information, please call 917-328-5224. 917-328-5224. Excellent. And today, woohoo, today is Poetry Night. You know that this is National Poetry Month. So this is a wonderful event being hosted by Empress Poetry. Y'all all know her. You know her because she's a friend of the family, and she's definitely a friend of mine. So she's having an event today. Yes, 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 in Brooklyn, woohoo, at the Inkwell Jazz and Comedy Club, which is located on 408 Rogers Avenue, right there in Brooklyn. Doors open at 8 p.m. Admission is $10 per person. Check our website and our Facebook page and get the information. All right. There's this event going on called 10. Lucinda Cross Presents 10. That's happening Thursday, June 2nd, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's happening at the Radisson Hotel right here in New York, in New Rochelle to be exact. For more information about that, tickets are only $10. Wow. You're going to get a lot of knowledge for $10. Go to lucindacross.com/10. Okay. Also, on April 30th, woohoo, that's next week. Two things are happening on that day. We have the Empower Moms 2016 conference at the Urban Beauty Enterprise LLC is actually hosting that. That's next week, and that's being held at 528th Avenue, right off of 36th Street, room 17D. So for everybody who, that particular address is, I believe it's, Wrigley. I think that's Wrigley. But anyway, it's 520 Avenue. I don't see a course on this, but Shashina Gibbs, she's connected to it. So go to Shashina Gibbs is Facebook page, and you can get some more information for her that. Also, next Saturday, which is the 30th of April, Kingdom Life Temple is also having something called the Gem Tea. And guess what? I am a captain. Yes, I am a captain of one of the tables. Gem Tea is where we come together and we talk about the gems. And we have to have tables set up. It's a wonderful event. It's a fundraiser. And we're asking everybody to come on down and support me, Kim M. Setup, what? The Radio Angel at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right there off of Bedford on the 4 train. Yay! And also the walk to In Lupus is Saturday, May 14th, 2016. Right at the South Seaport. So that's where you can meet our guests that was on today, Nikki B. West. So excellent, excellent. I think that's about it as far as what's going on in the hood. So again, we want to be able to support you like you support us every single Saturday. So please make sure you send us your information at hopeatthemorningglory.org, hopeatthemorningglory.org, and let us be able to promote your events and what's going on in your life. So, oh, one last thing. We are asking, yes, 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 getting started in real estate, getting started in real estate. It's a Facebook page. Just put getting started in real estate. That's my page. You'll get a lot of information, articles, information, how to do deals. And I actually post a lot of different deals. Now, most of the deals that I post are not in New York City. They're not even in New York State. They're usually deals outside, like Alabama, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. Not Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C. is too doggone expensive. Washington State, California, Utah, stuff like that. So, because as an investor, you don't necessarily have to stay in your own backyard, because New York City is an expensive yard to live in. So, there we go. Lady Quarterback, did you have anything you want to talk about? Did you have
Actually, I do. There's an event that's going on next week, April 30th, 2016, from 3 to 8. It is Divine Creations by Angie's annual pre-Mother's Day garden luncheon and fashion show. And the theme is 50 Shades of Beauty Within. Know your worth, embrace your power while clutching your pearls. And that's going to be here in Fort Washington, Maryland, 8004 Ecola Drive, The Essence of a Woman. That flyer will be posted up in the page. For those of you that are here in the DMV area, there's an event. And I, LaTanya Lady Quarterback, will be the MC and facilitator. So you can come out and meet me and have a good time. Have a good time.
Excellent. So all the information will be posted on the Morning Glory IVO Hope Facebook page. Again, that's the Morning Glory IVO Hope Morning Glory. You mean Morning Glory? Girl, reality radio.
You always say Morning Glory.
The Morning Glory IVO Hope fan page. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name. In the power,
in the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
In
the power of your name. Ooh, oh Lord.
In the power.
The name,
oh,
we bow down.
Latanya, Lady Quarterback. This song is the bomb.
I love that song. I love him. I love the way he sings. You know they call him the Luther Gospel.
Oh, but baby, I love this song. This is what? That's all I'm in the background jamming, and I realized my mic was open. I was like, uh-oh. Let's just bring it down and come on in. Let's bring it down and come on in.
Come on, let it play.
Oh, yes, let's play some more.
Yesterday, today, we rejoice. Father, your name is still the same yesterday, today. We rejoice.
I'm just enjoying myself right now here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. OMG,
yes.
We had such a phenomenal show today. We had Nikki B. West on. It was just like totally
awesome.
I was like, she was talking about lupus. It was just like, this was super awesome. Super awesome. It's so funny because I'm actually broadcasting from on Periscope as we're talking right now on the show. And I have such a bad, like, I have no lighting or anything going on over here. And I'm on Periscope. This is the end of the show. I should have did Periscope from the beginning. I should have
you
put Periscope
have.
On. For, yes, I should have Periscope
we
from the beginning.
We should do that next time. Yes,
Yes, and the thing is, I have on headphones. I should have, what you call it, put us up on speaker so that the listeners could hear us as well. But, of course, I didn't. And I didn't think about Periscope until it was too late. So
that's okay. It's next time.
So
next time.
Can you hear you talking? Go ahead and say something, Lady Quarterback.
It's Lady Quarterback in the house.
Excellent. Well, Periscope family, I'm actually going to cut the recording off because we're going to finish up the show. But you can join us on The Morning Glory, IOV Hope, on Facebook and hear this actual broadcast. So, Periscope family, thank you so much for joining.
And you're clapping. Yay, Periscope family.
I know. I could have thought about it earlier.
Yeah.
I had two.
But we're thinking about it now. See, this is a part of living. We can be spontaneous. Things don't have to always be planned.
I know. This is like super awesome. I think I'll do some Periscope later on today while I'm like kind of walking outside. Like, hey, PIP women, what's going on? Oh,
and you know what? I am as well. I'm going to do some today.
Yes. It would be so great if Periscope was a little bit like Blurb, where we could all
and
be
we
like
could do it together.
Right. We should do a Blurb. OMG. We should
well,
do
send
a
me
blurb.
The information. We're going to Blurb. Blurb
yes,
it is.
Yes, let's Blurb. Let's
blurb. Send me the information. Challenge today. Let's give our family and friends a challenge today. Today, do something spontaneous. And go through with it. Don't say you're going to do it and don't do it. You have to do it and follow through. So do something spontaneous today. Follow through with it. And preferably make it be about somebody else and not about you. Yeah.
Girl, I was about to say, oh, my spontaneous thing, I'm going back to bed. But then you said, make it about somebody else.
That's because it's so easy, see?
Nope.
It wouldn't be a challenge if it was easy.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry. Well, we have come to my favorite part of the show, as always, and that is the giving your life to Christ part. I can't really put no more to that. So, professing your faith so that you can become into the family of Christ and be saved. So if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Day is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you repeat it after me and you believe in your heart and you said it with your mouth, welcome to the family. Also, to stay connected with us, join our fan page on Facebook, The Morning Glory, I-V-O, Hope. The Morning Glory, I as in N, V as in victorious, O as in options, hope. Also, get breakfast for your soul weekdays, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern on the breakfast line. The number is 641-715-3630. The access code is 100-3997-POUND. And moms, we have one night a week that call to empower you, which is on Mondays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and it's called our PTA line at 218-862-9377, access code 9874-POUND. That's all the information. Oh, Radio Angel, what is our website email address? Is she gone? Hello, hello? She didn't drop off.
Girl, you know I'm over here working this Passover. That's wrong right there. That's wrong right there. I'm like, whoa. Oh, I can't wait till next week. We're going to do it on the – oh, I'm a gym teacher next week. When we go to the gym tea, I'm going to Periscope the gym tea. Yes, I'm
nice.
So excited about it. Yeah. So our web address is themorningglory.org, themorningglory.org. And our email is hope@themorningglory.org. Woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. You know, I was over here past open. I was like, oh, shoot.
Everything else.
Like,
I need
what?
You to finish this show. Right.
I know.
Well,
I
family
focused,
and
focused.
Friends. I know, right? Well, family and friends, the train is pulling into the station. I'm gathering my things. It's time to get off. I hope you enjoyed this ride. I hope you got something that you can take away with you concerning your health, concerning not this counting symptoms and how you feel and making sure that you live and not just merely exist. I want to give a shout out to Minister Kim E. Underwood and his vision, the visionary. She is awesome, God. I pray that you bless her abundantly and that favor be her portion from this day forward. With that being said, I love you, family. Thank you for having me. Thank you for trusting me to ride this train. I'll see you all next time. And don't forget to post and look out for information on our pages, send emails, and on the website. Love you. Peace.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2. You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that.